The head of the Vatican's Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Kurt Koch, heads off to Moscow this weekend for a visit aimed at strengthening relations with the Russian Orthodox Church. The Cardinal, who took over his new job just a few months ago, arrives in the Russian capital on Saturday and will celebrate Mass in the Catholic Cathedral there. He'll also meet with Russian Orthodox officials, including Patriarch Kirill, who was elected to that top position 2 years ago. The visit comes on the heels of a high-profile meeting here in the Vatican in mid-February between Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev and Pope Benedict, a sign of the warming relations between Moscow and the Holy See. I spoke to the Swiss Cardinal just ahead of his departure to find out what hopes he has of a possible papal visit to Moscow. Cardinal Koch, tell us first of all what is on the agenda, what will be the highlights of this trip?
So in the first, I want to meet His Beatitude, His Holiness, the Patriarch, Kirill. That's for me very important to have a personal relationship with him. Then I will talk with the Metropolitan Hilarion. He's responsible for the relationship with other churches. And I hope that I can deepen the dialogue, the theological dialogue between the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church.
At what point would you say that dialogue is today? We have seen improvements over recent years. Where do you think we stand today in that relationship?
We have a long dialogue with the Orthodox Churches. In the first decade from 1890, we have deepened the human faith, sacraments, Eucharist, the mystery of church and the priesthood. And then in the second decade, there was a great problem between 90 and 2000 with the problem of the Uniatism and the proselytism. And this problem has finished the dialogue in 2000. And after a little time of the beginning of the pontificate of Benedict XVI, it was possible to do a new beginning with this dialogue. And we have made a very successful pass in Ravenna 2007. Both churches have declared that the church is needed an protos on the local, regional and universal level. And now we will deepen this issue with a dialogue of the relationship between primate of the Bishop of Rome and the synodality in the church.
You mentioned that these improvements coincided with the beginning of Pope Benedict's pontificate. How much do you think, then, the figure of this particular pope is an important part of the improved relationship?
The first, it is a very kind friendship between the pope and the ecumenical patriarch in Constantinople. That has succeeded with this dialogue. I think the great question between our churches is the primate of the Bishop of Rome, and just as the Cardinal, our Pope, has said that for full communion between the Orthodox and the Catholic Church, the first millennium can be a very point of reverence, because the first millennium is common for our both churches, and the practice of the primate in the first millennium can give a basis for the future.
Pope Benedict is also seen by the Orthodox as a strong defender of moral and ethical values that they share, isn't he? I imagine that there'll also be discussions around this during your meetings.
That's clear that all societies in Europe are today in a very difficult situation by losing many values. They are constitutive for the European tradition, and the Church must help together to defend the necessary values for the humankind.
The Patriarch, also Hilarion, are people perhaps quite open to the idea of closer ecumenical relations?
That's a very good idea, that he has to have an alliance between the Orthodox and the Catholic Church for defending the values. But I think we must have more in our dialogue. We are on the way of a full communion between our two churches, and in this sense is needed a very deep dialogue between our ecclesiology.
When President Medvedev was here meeting with Pope Benedict just a few weeks ago, it was suggested that perhaps a longed-for papal visit to Russia might be on the agenda. What do you think about that?
That's a hope, and I hope that this is possible, but I can't give an agenda.
Cardinal Kurt Koch there, President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.